My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and most recently this past week, I would say gluttony. And keep me accountable with sweet tea and lemonade. It's my, present addiction. And I want to give you another lesson from a four-year-old. So last night in our house, we've got three young kids, four, three, and almost one. So we feel like we haven't slept since 2014. And last night, we got all the kids down. It was quiet, ready for bed. And we were woken up once, twice, three times, four times, five times by just one of our children. That excludes our almost one-year-old that woke us up two or three times because he's teething. That was our four-year-old. He came in our room five times. Five times. Space that out over 6 hours of sleep. You're just taking naps, like incremental naps. And so he would walk in. Here was his excuses. One, I'm having growing pains. Two, can I snuggle? Three, I think the power went out. Four, can I have back scratches? And then here's what broke the camel's back. He said, Daddy. And you're like, little four-year-old staring at you right in the middle. He's like, it's fifth time, you know, I'm already like angry. And he says, I'm having funny burps. I was like, you're going to have more than funny burps. You're going to have a red bottom. And so I was like, Hill. And I get out of the room and I grab his arm and we're walking back to his bedroom. And I already know this kid's getting spanked. This is five times. I'm going to discipline him as the Proverbs instruct me to. And I get in his room, and he's just looking at me. He's trying to make excuses. And I said, no, Hill, this is the fifth time you're getting spankings. This is the fifth time you woke me up. And he's trying to get words out. I said, do not interrupt me. Spank him. And then I lay him back down in his bed, and I hear the funny burps. You know what the funny burps were? Yeah, sympathetic vomiters. Don't throw up. He was about to throw up. He doesn't have the words for gag reflex. So I grab him, go to the bathroom. He throws up everywhere. And I feel like the worst dad ever. I've just spanked my son for throwing up. Like that, if you want to just like connect the dots. And I was like, I'm on my knees, you know, wiping it off his face. And I was like, Hill, I am so sorry. Will you please forgive me? Now, if this had just happened to me, if someone would have spanked me as I was about to throw up, I would have been like, yeah, I'll forgive you after you chew broken glass, sleep in the backyard, let me back over you in the car. Like, I'd be like, what kind of jerk are you? And instead, my son, you know, just like having just thrown up, is like, of course, Dad. And like gives me this huge hug. And I was like, I'm learning how to forgive from a four-year-old. I told Laura that tonight. I was like, I learn how to forgive from him. Like, he doesn't hold that against me. Like, I ask and he extends. He's like, of course I'll forgive you. Right after I just sinned so horribly against him. And I tell that to you because it's a reflection of, like, how the Father forgives us. Because that's not the only person I have sinned horrifically against. It's also against the Lord. I told you earlier, I'm a recovering alcoholic. Like, for 12 years of my life, I got as drunk as I could, as often as I could, as flagrantly as I could. I mocked God. I mocked Christians. Drugs, women, money, status. Just like everything I could chase. And the second I turned to God, the second, I'll never forget, got on my knees beside this couch that I was sleeping on. I was like, I've blown it. Will you please forgive me? It was like instant grace. Just washed over me in peace and restoration. And after 12 years of rebellion, it's not like he put me in time out. I was like, yeah, I'll think about it. Or get things straight first, and then I'll let you into the family. It was just instant grace and forgiveness. After 12 years, I mean, frankly, longer than that. 12 is just like as bad as my addiction was. Instant, immediate forgiveness, grace, huge wraparound hug, no penance, no time out. No, if you do this or that first, but just straight grace by the Father. Now, that can't happen in any other religion. That happens in Christianity alone. And the reason why is because the Father sent the Son, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, died the death that I deserved, that you deserved, on the cross, having lived a sinless life, was buried and raised again, showing that it wasn't just a man, it wasn't just a teacher, it wasn't just a prophet, but that he was God in flesh. And because of that, the Father can look down upon anyone who places their faith in Jesus and give you that big wrap-up hug of grace and be like, absolutely, grace upon grace. You're my son and daughter, having placed your faith in Jesus. There's no penance. There's no condemnation. There's no shame. The accuser has been silenced. And it says this in Psalm 103. It says in verse 10, he does not treat us the way our sins deserve. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Just like my son Hill didn't treat me as my sin against him doesn't deserve, neither does the Father because of the Son, because we're his. We're his. And so learn to receive that forgiveness from God. Learn to forgive in the same way. I know I need to. The way that the Father has forgiven you through Christ, forgive in the same way. I know many of you are walking through amends or your inventory or just life, and it happens a lot. And so seek that forgiveness, extend that forgiveness, and most of all, receive it from the Father through Jesus.